So, Jeremy, you mentioned earlier that you've been back to Canada with your baby. How was that experience?
Well, I mean, until you fly with a toddler, you really never get to appreciate all of those times that you flew across the ocean, watching movies or reading magazines or just sleeping on the flight, because those days are over.
Wow.
I mean, it's not that bad, but when you're on the plane, you say never again. I remember about halfway into a 10-hour Trans-Pacific flight, I thought, well, I can maybe do this every 3 years, but not more than once a year for sure. I mean, first of all, our boy was bigger than most children for his age, so he was about 1 year old. And they have these bassinets that you're allowed to put your child in, and the baby will hopefully sleep for a while. So the stewardess sets up the bassinet. We're all ready to put him in there. And then she says, "How old is he?" And he was 12 kilos. And this was for 11.5 maximum.
Oh
And they wouldn't
no.
let us put him in there.
Oh.
So they had to take the whole thing apart. And basically, we had to find some way to have him sleep on our laps for the next 9 hours. So, I mean, 1 year olds like to crawl around, they like to scream, they like to cry. Other people on the flight don't like that so much. So, it's basically every minute of silence you just savor and just pray that this will keep going, and it never does. But once he falls asleep and the plane's quiet and they turn off the lights, then it's okay. But it's too long. It's too long for a 1 year old. So I can maybe manage it once a year, but that's about it.
I remember my sister, she has two kids, and she told me a story a few years back when one of her daughters was still a toddler, and they went to Disneyland from Canada, and she said it was just horrible, and they would never do it again. And I just smiled. I didn't have that experience. I was just thinking, what could be so bad about it? But hearing your story now, wow, I can only imagine.
Well, I think that actually most passengers on a flight are usually quite understanding. And I think it's just, in the parent's head that everybody's judging
That's
them,
true. That might be
everybody's
true.
looking at them. Because, I get so worried about what other people are thinking, that I'm inconveniencing others, that I just work myself up so much. And my wife's the same way. But, actually, we did have people say to us, like, "Don't worry about it." And they would just go out of their way to say, "Oh, what a cute baby," and stuff like that. So I think people were kind of aware of how stressful it is for parents. And they just, some people actually make an effort to make parents feel like everybody's not silently judging them, or maybe
Okay.
not even silently.
Not saying anything. If you had an advice, one advice to give to a parent that would travel with a child in the future, what would you tell them?
My best advice is, if you can fly in the morning, so after baby wakes up and you have your breakfast and your flight's maybe at, I don't know, 9 or 10 in the morning, I think that works out best if it's a, say, a 10-hour flight, because you'll land and it'll be probably around bedtime, like it's normal bedtime. The first time we did it, the flight was in the late evening. So basically he'd been up all day, and then there was another 10 hours on top of that. So when we landed, the readjustment to his normal schedule was really, really difficult. But when we flew in the morning, and it was a 10-hour flight, when we landed, he just basically went to sleep like a normal schedule. So that's a small thing, but it really makes a big difference.
Thank you.